Starting in the fall, Chapel Hill High School, East Chapel Hill High School, and Carrboro High School will move away from their current 7-period class structure in favor of having 4 classes each semester. The district's Board of Education voted on the schedule change last year as a way to align the schedules of the district's 4 high schools, with the non-traditional Phoenix Academy High School currently operating on a 4x4 block. During a meeting on May 15th, administrative staff from each school shared how they've been preparing for the change. The district's Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction for Secondary Education and Academic Programming, Bob Bales, highlighted how its efforts are working to ensure a seamless transition for students.
Everything that we talked about this time last year, some things have shifted, some things have went on perfectly. Every day there's something new, so hey, we should try this, let's do this. You know, getting feedback from students, from teachers. I'm excited about the work that our team has done. I'm excited about the work that we'll continue to do as we move forward.
The new model includes 80-minute class periods, 40 minutes of daily flex time, and a standard lunch break. In April, East Chapel Hill High conducted a practice run of the structure to gather initial feedback and also identify improvement areas. According to the school's principal, Jesse Casey, both teachers and students responded enthusiastically to the change. They reported how the block schedule's longer class periods allowed for more engaging classes, with time for various activities for different learning types, like reading, writing, group work, videos, and projects.
I had a couple of students tell me that specifically like science classes, that they were able to do a lab that they would never have been able to do because of the chemicals and how the lab works. You can't do it in multiple days. You can only do it in one day. And it was an engaging lab that they really liked.
However, Casey said staff gave mixed feedback regarding the flex period, in which students can engage in independent work time, group activities, and other academic-related opportunities. He explained how having flex every day shortens the period's daily duration, limiting time for making up work and tests. Carrboro High currently utilizes flex time within its 7-period structure, and Bales said its students and teachers are adamant about expanding it to every day. Speaking on behalf of the school, Bales explained how flex maximizes school time for social-emotional learning and additional academic support.
I could be a student that is extremely talented in my math class, but I really struggle in my English class. And I might get done with my math work and just sit there for 45 minutes because I'm done. If I had a little bit of that time that I could devote back to my English class, and that's honestly what we're doing. If you take a little bit of time, honestly giving it back to the student to say, like, what do you need?
As part of the implementation strategy, Bale said staff from each high school visited neighboring districts to explore different ways to utilize flex time. He added how a key step over the summer will be to create a committee of school representatives to finalize what flex time will look like, shaped by student and teacher feedback. He also said the period might look different for each school and its needs.
You know, I anticipate that a lot of it's just going to be us in the buildings next year getting that feedback, you know, on day 1, day 20, day 98 to see like what things are they feel, what's stress, what's not stressful. And we're in all of the schools so we can kind of get a pulse of where that all is.
With the schedules aligned, the new structure also aims to promote intercampus learning between the schools and Durham Technical Community College. But board member Meredith Ballou expressed a concern for how cross-enrolled students will travel to the other schools for in-person classes. Bale said the district is currently discussing transportation options, which will depend on the number of students enrolled in those classes. And as participation and cross-enrollment continues to grow in the next years, he said he expects transportation options will too. Many board members also stress the importance of staff feedback as the schools adjust to the new structure. And come fall, Chief Equity and Engagement Officer Rodney Trice said the district will work to develop a comprehensive evaluation plan to continue troubleshooting the block schedule in real time.
When you mention feedback loops such as student surveys, staff surveys, and identifying the needs that we have as a district over time, and I'm not just talking about next year, but really over the next 3 or 4 years as we kind of do deep implementation, Diane Vilwalk and I have been working pretty hard on kind of what that will begin to look like.
To learn more about the block schedule and view the full board meeting, visit Chapel Borough's website. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.